From Helensburg to Ulla Dulla, Barrel to Wollongong, this is ABC Illawarra.
Seems to be emergency after emergency, and today, even financially speaking, in the worst one-day session since the global financial crisis, so in more than 12 years, the economic damage from the coronavirus and an oil price war has seen more than $100 billion, with a B, billion dollars, wiped from the value of Australian shares. At the close of trading, the ASX 200 is down 455 points. That's a 7.3% price drop. The energy sector declined by 20%. The banks were badly hit, while the oil price dropped more than 20%. But this came after Saudi Arabia cut its official oil price because Russia failed to agree with oil producers OPEC, on production cuts. At the same time, the Australian dollar briefly tumbled to just above 63 US cents, the lowest level since the GFC, in what currency strategists have called a flash crash. I'm going to America in October, I hope it picks up. Overall, it has been the worst day of trade since October 2008 when the GFC took hold. And the rout is hammering share portfolios and superannuation balances. I hope you're doing okay if you are someone that does have large portfolios and risky portfolios. Martin North is an independent financial advisor based at Thurool and a consultant. Good to talk to you, Martin.
Hello.
All right, so where do we start? First of all, is there a simple explanation as to why the share market has tumbled so crazily?
Yeah, I think you can pretty much say that what started as a medical emergency and a medical crisis has now flowed over into the financial markets, and we have effectively a financial crisis as well. And that's simply because people cannot value stocks when they don't know whether, in fact, they are companies that are going to be able to continue to trade because of the supply-side shocks in terms of, you know, moving goods around. Mm. Plus, of course, the fallout in terms of the number of countries now being hit by the virus and the implications of that. So there's a level of uncertainty that's got very high, and markets hate uncertainty. And so whilst for a few days they were hoping and expecting that the central banks would somehow magically bail them out, they've now realised that this is actually quite serious. And frankly, it's also starting to expose some of the cracks in the system that have been there since the previous global financial crisis.
Right. So perhaps a few band-aids over deep wounds back in 2008 and onwards.
Well, if you think then, the central banks around the world cut interest rates by more than 4%, right? Today, the base rate here in Australia, the cash rate, is 0.5%. So it's not possible to take rates anything like that again. In fact, that's what was needed to sort of rescue the financial system. So effectively, central banks are now beginning to run out of ammunition. Now they can move into what's called quantitative easing, which is basically buying assets and trying to drive interest rates lower. And they might drop rates a little bit, or go into negative territory even. But those are very, very uncertain strategies. And what it basically means is that unless governments start putting more fiscal stimulus, in other words, you know, putting more money into the economy, it's going to be very hard not to see economies around the world and Australia go into recession. And the recession word means, of course, lower stock markets.
Mm. And this is all happening while there is an oil price war as well. What's happening there?
Well, that's very interesting because, as you said, you know, Russia basically didn't dance at the OPEC meeting. Mm. But more importantly, Saudi Arabia has said, look, we're going to up our production. Saudi Arabia can produce oil at, let's say, $10 a barrel and still make a profit. In the US, they roughly have to make $50 a barrel to be able to actually cover the cost. So what this is doing is putting huge pressure on the US shale production facilities that have been there for the last few years. So it's a bit of a tussle between who's going to be the long-term provider of oil around the world. And, of course, Saudi thinks that they can actually use this essentially to drive down the price of oil.
If they can hold out at $10 a barrel, then they can hold out a lot longer than the US.
Absolutely. Well, you know, they're still making plenty of money at $30 a US a barrel as they aren't in the US. So I think it's part of that that's really to be explained here. I think Russia is a bit of a sideshow, but I think it's the Saudi, you know, let's increase production and let's drive rates lower, which is really driving it. Now, of course, we might get some minor benefit from that in terms of low oil price, if in fact they get translated into what happens here locally and if we see them at the barrels. But actually, this is a very important additional front, if you like, in terms of financial instability.
Well, talking to Martin North here, what about for people not only filling up their cars, but thinking of retiring in the next few years? What does that mean for these people?
Well, look, you know, I've been through four or five crashes in my in my career. And let me say, don't panic. So, you know, markets go up, markets go down. You know, falling towards 20% from peak in a couple of weeks, that's pretty extreme, and that tells you that a correction is underway. But there will be fundamental value at some point down the track, but it might take some time. The problem is that people get spooked and then effectively make rash decisions when in a, markets are falling. And in fact, what I say to people is hold your breath. You know, markets go down, they'll come back up again. What I'd also say for people who are actually in, you know, in superannuation funds, I bet most people don't know what the mix of assets they have in their fund. And people often just go to the default ones. They may well find that they've got quite a high proportion of stocks and shares in those funds. It's worth checking that. But I think the main message is don't panic. Just, you know, see this out. Now, if you are going to be thinking of retiring in the next 1 or 2 years, then you've got more significant risk, but then you should have already been towards cash rather than towards the stock markets, because as you approach retirement, having more in cash is very, very recommended, because you just don't know what happened. Even property is more risky, because that might well also begin to drop now as well. So, but there are no safe havens, that's what I say to people. So, you know, you just got to roll with it. And hopefully, as the coronavirus gets under control and as the markets begin to find a new baseline, we'll see things begin to ease back. But don't expect any magic from central banks, and don't expect some fiscal stimulus to solve this problem. I expect markets to go further south. Yeah.
Well, as you said, and it is the 42nd birthday of Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy, so don't panic is a very appropriate phrase. I think they, Douglas Adams coined it 42 years ago. Great to talk to you, Martin North.
Good to talk to you. Thanks.
Thank you.